And now this is a dictation for Lena Allen, A-L-L-E-N, January 1750, addressed as a letter to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R, V as in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, 866-417-3504. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, a follow-up for Mrs. Allen. Who has acute kidney injury, likely acute interstitial nephritis, based on presence of eosinophils, blood and urine, and developing of a rash, thought to be related to doxycycline, last visit in January, recent admission to the hospital with overdose of metoprolol, no other complications. Patient has gained few pounds when she was at Laurel's Nursing Home, 179, presently at home, 184. Says to be eating three small portions. There is no gross dysphagia. Denies vomiting. There is constipation, no blood melena. No infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. No present edema, skin rash, or ulcers. She has a abdominal chronic ulceration, dressing changes done by husband, which apparently looks better. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Uses CPAP machine for sleep apnea, no oxygen. No major purulent arterial hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND. She remains off lisinopril. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight for blood pressure that we are off the lisinopril because of the renal failure. She is on metoprolol, nifedipine. Next paragraph, blood pressure 143/84, alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, from a peak creatinine of 2, presently she is 1.4, 1.5, she has not returned to baseline of 0.7, this could be the new steady state for her, and that will be stage 3 to 4, with a GFR of 34 to 37, anemia 10.6, normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 17 to 21. Normal calcium, magnesium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute interstitial nephritis, clinical diagnosis, no biopsy done, thought to be related to doxycycline as indicated above, has improved but has not returned to baseline, appears to have a new steady state chronic kidney disease, stage 3 to 4. Next number, hypertension off lisinopril, continue to monitor and adjust medications. Next number, metabolic acidosis with high chloride. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, not symptomatic. Monitor for IV intravenous iron and EPO treatment. Next paragraph, recent CT scan, abdomen and pelvis. No evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, pulmonary emboli, anticoagulated Eliquis. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation. Next number, history of polymyalgia rheumatica, low dose of steroids. Continual chemistries in a regular basis can back on the next 3 to 4 months.